The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najagble Ago.
In the headlines, fire guards old Parliament House. President Mahama inaugurates Bui Hydroelectric Dam today. Parliament approves 36 billion CDs for appropriation in 2014. Police assures public of adequate security during festivities. High Court dismisses challenge to sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis Equity Fund as Defence Counsel files appeal. Fighting in Juba escalates as UK sends aircraft to evacuate nationals. And President Panel slaps sweeping limits on US government surveillance program. But first to the summary with Najagli Agu.
Reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that the old Parliament House is on fire. President Mahama will today inaugurate the Bui Hydroelectric Dam in Sinyai. The $622 million project will provide the country with an additional 400 megawatts of electricity. Parliament has approved 36,170,983,663 Ghana cedis for appropriation in 2014. This will be used to finance all government operations during the 2014 fiscal year. The police service has assured the public of adequate security during the Christmas and New Year festivities. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Greater Accra Regional Commander, DCOP Christian Teteyohunu, said the command has introduced motor patrol teams to respond to criminals who use motor bicycles to commit crimes. And the UK has sent an aircraft to Juba in South Sudan to evacuate its citizens as fighting escalates in that country. British nationals have been advised to contact the UK Foreign Office if they wish to leave Juba today.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama will today officially inaugurate Ghana's second largest hydroelectric generating plant at Bui in the Bono Afo region. The $622 million project will overall provide the country with an additional 400 megawatts of electricity. In May this year, President Mahama inaugurated one of the generating units for trial and to also cushion Ghanaians against power rationing, which became known as Dumso Dumso. Our correspondent Seth Iyer traces the history of the Bui Dam project in this write-up.
The Bui Dam is built on the Blackwater River, the Bui Gorge, at the southern end of the Bui National Park. The project is a collaboration between the government of Ghana and Sinohydro, a Chinese construction company. In 2008, former President J.A. Kufuor cut the sword for work to begin on the dam. Construction of the main dam began in December 2009. The Bui Hydroelectric Dam had first been envisaged in 1925 by the British-Australian geologist and naturalist Albert Ernest Kitson when he visited the Bui Gorge. The dam had been on the drawing board since the 1960s when Ghana's largest dam, the Akonsombo Dam, was built further downstream on the Volta River. By 1978, planning for the Bui Dam was advanced with support from Australia and the World Bank. In 1992, the project was revived and a first feasibility study was conducted by the French firm Coin et Bellier. 7 years later, the Volta River Authority signed an agreement with U.S. firms Halliburton and Brown and Root to build the dam without issuing a competitive bid. The Kufuor administration, which had taken over power in January 2001, shelved the project. However, in 2002, the project was revived. An international call for tender was issued, but only a single company submitted a bid and the tender was cancelled. In 2005, the Chinese company Sinohydro submitted an unsolicited bid for the dam together with funding from the Chinese Exim Bank. The government accepted the bid and the Ministry of Energy signed contracts for an environmental impact assessment in December 2005, as well as an updated feasibility study in October 2007. The government created the Bui Power Authority in August 2007 to oversee the construction and operation of the project and the associated resettlement. responsibility for the dam was thus transferred from the Volta River Authority, which until then had been responsible for the development and operation of all power projects in Ghana. In January 2008, preparatory construction began, and in December 2008, the river was diverted, and a year later, construction on the main part of the dam began. It is being financed by the government of Ghana's own resources of $60 million and two credit facilities by the China Exim Bank, a concessional loan of $270 million at 2% interest, and a commercial loan of $292 million. Both loans have a grace period of 5 years and an amortization period of 20 years. The proceeds of 30 tons per year of Ghana's cocoa exports to China, which are placed in an escrow account at the Exim Bank, serve as collateral for the loan. Once the dam becomes operational, 85% of the proceeds of electricity sales from the hydro plant will go to the escrow account. If not, all the proceeds are needed to service the loan. The remainder reverts to the government of Ghana.
That was our correspondent Seth Ayers write-up on the history of the Bui Dam project. Meanwhile, President Mahama has arrived in Sunyani to a tumultuous welcome. Apart from inaugurating the Bui Hydroelectric Dam, he will later address a debate of chiefs and people of the region in Sunyani.
Reports reaching Radio Ghana says a fire has gutted the old Parliament House, and confirmed reports say the fire, which started early this morning, has caused extensive damage. Well, we now go to our correspondent, Irab Napa, who is standing by the old Parliament House site where reports reaching us indicated that fire has gutted the old Parliament House. Good morning, Irab Napa. Can you hear me, Irab Napa?
Hello, good morning, Abraham.
Yes. What can you tell us as of now? What is the situation?
Yes, the Parliament House, which is near the Economic and Organized Crime Office, and it's in flames. The whole building is burnt. You can see fire coming out of the building. It's just burnt to ashes.
And what about the fire service response? Have you responded?
They are here. The police are here. They are trying to see if they can put the fire off. But Abraham, looking at how the situation is like, more fire cars are coming in, but it's terrible. It's terrible. They are here trying to work something out.
But in your estimation, can you tell us whether there's any casualty?
At the moment, no one wants to speak to you. The police is trying to control the crowd, and apparently, no one wants to speak to you. The only thing you can see is that the whole building is on flames, and that's it. But as to whether there are casualties or not, at the moment, I can't tell.
What about security? Are there enough police personnel to ensure security?
There are enough, and the crowd is alarming. They are trying to control them, and it's terrible here.
Well, Irana, we'll get back to you in 7 o'clock and subsequent bulletins to assess exactly what is going on. Thank you very much. That was our correspondent, Irab Napa, reporting from the old Parliament House, where we hear the old Parliament House has been razed down completely by fire this morning.
Parliament has passed the appropriation bill for the 2014 fiscal year. The House, by the passage of the bill, approved 36,170,983,663 Ghana cedis for the purpose of financing all government operations during the 2014 fiscal year. The Act is in accordance with the constitutional requirements under Article 179, which states that the expenditure of all public offices and public corporations other than those set up as commercial ventures shall be classified under programs or activities which shall be included in a bill to be known as an appropriation bill. Pursuant of Article 179 of the Constitution, the Minister of Finance, acting on the authority of the President, has requested the House to approve and authorize the withdrawal of monies from the Consolidated Fund and for the withdrawal from other funds for the running of the state for the 2014 financial year. The Act also makes provision for the sum of money not exceeding $6,498,022,790 Ghana cedis to be allocated to the District Assembly's Common Fund, Ghana Education Trust Fund, the National Health Insurance Fund, Road Fund, petroleum-related funds, retention of IGFS, and transfer to GNPC from oil revenue in the 2014 fiscal year. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee, the chairman of the committee, James Avedi, urged the Minister of Finance to ensure timely release of the allocations since the funds are committed to various projects and programs. He added that delays in the release of the funds to the institutions will have adverse effects on their smooth implementation and completion of projects. The bill, which was considered to be of an urgent nature, was taken through all the stages in one day under a certificate of urgency. The Finance Minister, Sir Sekpe, expressed appreciation to the House for the approval of the appropriation bill and the 2014 budget.
Away from Parliament, the Council of State is worried about the slow nature of the country's legal system, which is critical in winning the fight against corruption. The Council recommends that President John Mahama adequately resource all recognized legal institutions like SRAJ and the Attorney General's Department to enable them to attract more efficient legal practitioners. Chairman of the Council of State, Madam Cecilia Johnson, expressed the worry when the Council met with President Mahama in a final meeting for the year at Bibiasi Lodge near Ibri in the Eastern Region. President Mahama hinted that his State of the Nation address before the year ends will highlight the diversification of the country's economy and how the manufacturing sector will be empowered. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Chairman of the Council of State, Madam Cecilia Johnson, on behalf of her colleagues, addressed President Mahama on three critical areas: socioeconomic, legal, and security. Topical among these is corruption, a subject that generated public debate with persistent calls on government to show commitment to the fight. The Council commended government for putting in place certain measures to stamp out the canker completely, particularly President Mahama's frequent assurances to fight corruption and the recent directive to ministries, departments, and agencies not to use public funds for Christmas hampers. The Council is, however, worried about the slow pace of the country's justice system.
Our concern, however, is with the responsiveness of our legal system, which is key to the success of your efforts to stem corruption. Regretfully, the slow pace of the justice system and the inadequacy of the number of legal officers at the Attorney General's Department has over the years served as a major drawback to the fight against corruption. Council believes the current circles will not be fully appreciated if the critical enforcement arm of government remains weak.
Coming up for commendation was government move to fulfill most of its manifesto promises, notable among them being the Kwame Nkrumah interchange and affordable housing project for low-income earners. Madam Cecilia Johnson encouraged government to ensure that deadlines for these projects are met. Restructuring of the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, GIDA, and government's swift action to address irregularities, according to members of the Council of State, are commendable. The Council is calling for close monitoring of the different models and funds provided to enable the program to achieve its core objective of job creation. Government is also being asked by the Council of State to work at policies that will incorporate nationalism into schools' curricula. The Council thinks the country's moral fiber has eroded because citizens' loyalty to the state is lost. President Mahama responded to the issue of nationalism, citing an incident on the N1 where street lights on a stretch were stolen.
People have tended to become more materialistic, and it is only the acquisition of wealth that matters, and there's no sense of loyalty or patriotism, to the state. I've raised this several times with the Ministry of Education and the Education Service, and they say it is contained in social study, but because it is diffused within a whole subject, I think that the focus on it is not as it should be. And so we will continue to dialogue with the ministry and see how we can create it as a standalone subject.
He admitted his first year in office has been quite challenging because a solid foundation needed to be laid. President Mahama said the second gear will look at empowering the private sector and how to diversify the economy with focus on non-traditional export commodities.
And just to give you a hint, we think that it is time to diversify our country's economy. Of all the sectors, the manufacturing sector has been the slowest growing. But I believe that with the new orientation that we're bringing, giving, some stimulation to the private sector in terms of ensuring that as a priority for goods manufactured in Ghana, if government is procuring goods, it should give Ghanaian manufacturers the first priority so that they can have a guaranteed market that allows them to expand their production and employ more young people in the process.
The Council of State acknowledges Ghana's qualification to the World Cup for the third consecutive time and also the fact that football has the magic of bringing Ghanaians together. The Council is, however, requesting that other sports be given the same attention.
Pascalina Radevo.
Presidential staffer Dr. Clemens Apak says the Council of State's call to government to adequately resource all legal institutions is in the right direction. Dr. Apak said it is clear that the President is on track in view of all the initiatives from legislation to the resourcing of anti-corruption institutions, as well as specific directives all geared towards winning the fight against corruption. To make the work easier, Dr. Park suggested that legal institutions must put in efforts to help identify acts of corruption.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Fire guards old Parliament House. President Mahama inaugurates Bui Hydroelectric Dam today. Parliament approves 36 million billion CDs for appropriation in 2014. Police assures public of adequate security during festivities. High Court dismisses challenge to sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis Equity Fund as Defence Counsel files appeal. Fighting in Juba escalates as UK sends aircraft to evacuate nationals, and presidential panel slaps sweeping limit on US government surveillance program.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
And moving on, the Greater Accra Regional Police Command has assured the public of its readiness to ensure the security of people during the Christmas and New Year festivities. The command has therefore called on the public to give the police the necessary assistance to make their work successful. The Regional Commander DCOP Christian Teteyonu told Radio Ghana that the police has introduced motor patrol teams to respond to criminals who use motor bicycles to commit crimes.
I want to assure Ghanaians that the police in Accra, we are fully prepared to give them protection throughout this period, throughout the Yuletide, and then we want everybody to cooperate with the police. It is a shared responsibility, the responsibility between the police and the public that can all be brought together to make sure that we give everybody the security that they want. We want to assure Ghanaians that we have enough patrol teams all over within Accra. Accra is divided into 7 divisions. We have patrols that pass through every area within Accra. We have visibility points, we have not snap checkpoints. All these places are there to make sure that police will give protection to Ghanaians whatever anybody find himself into trouble. We also introduced the motorbike patrol system, and they are very fast to move in because some of the criminals, they use motorbikes to attack people when they go to bank, when people go to the shop, or they are standing by the roadside carrying their laptops or carrying their handbags. You see people on motorbikes, they use or knives, they use even weapons to attack them, and then they snatch their handbags, carry money and other valuables. So we have introduced the motorbike patrols, which will be faster and then can also respond to the motorbikes that the criminals are using. Now with the Christmas and the New Year coming, there will be a lot of people rushing into the city center Accra. So we are going to face a lot of traffic within Accra, where people coming from outside are coming to make shopping. So we have made provision to make sure that we increase police presence in the city center. We have put a lot of men on patrols, at least to prevent any pickpocketing. So policemen are everywhere. If there's anybody who has a problem, he can either report the problem to the police.
You heard DCOP Christian Yohunu, who is the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander.
Government has reaffirmed its support to the private sector to provide sustainable economic development. Minister of State and the President in charge of private sector development, Rashid Peopo, serves in Accra at the launch of the Global Business Incubation Initiative of Ghana. According to him, there is the need to leverage the activities of the private sector to promote and enhance the sector's operations to stimulate the economy. Fred Yevu and Asana Mohammed have the rest of the story.
Business Incubation Initiative is a tool for improving local competitiveness among businesses. This is an initiative designed to offer a unique and highly flexible combination of business development process and infrastructure, including the promotion of business assistance services. The Ghana Business Incubation Initiative aims at promoting and encouraging innovative ideas and entrepreneurial skills development to stimulate economic growth and job creation. The minister in charge of private sector development and public-private partnership, Rashid Pelpo, said the initiative will provide Ghanaians, especially the youth, with the needed skills development. He said government will provide a platform for the private sector to assist in solving the unemployment situation in Ghana.
Ghana is changing, and it's changing for the better. The effort is to grow ourselves beyond a lower level economy to a higher level middle income economy. We can't do this alone. The determination is to ensure that in doing so, the Ghana government, the people of Ghana, will now want to see private sector play a role, key role in the development of the country. And so growing businesses, supporting young people to grow and develop their potential in being partners in the development of this country is inevitable. And that is why this initiative in creating business incubators around the country is something governments will want to recognize as a key initiative that we want to be part of.
The CEO of the Ghana Business Incubation Initiative of Ghana, Ebenezer Jabaku, asked government to provide local businesses with resources to make them more competitive.
Government is having challenge of creating jobs. It's left with us, the citizens, civil society, and the government to find out if we continue to live like this or they strengthen the policies. Sometimes too, our local businesses are not doing the best because they don't have the best techniques to be able to produce what Ghana will patronize. And the environment, how it's done, made in Ghana is not, but we can do it. So we are partnering with government because we realize that through PPP, but without government participation, it's going to be difficult. But our other countries that are doing so well in incubation, the government has laid down clear policies that, look, it is a private sector, it is an incubation. So let's put in this. This is how we want it to move. And they've done it, and it has worked perfectly. And I don't think that it is going to be a different story here. And bringing many people on board will to make sure that things are in place.
Fred Ivu and Asana Mohammed filed that report.
An Accra High Court has ruled that the Executive Director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awuni, has no capacity to bring the sale of Merchants Bank to Forties to court. Justice Sophia Issa said Mr. Awuni cannot bring the case to court in his capacity as a citizen and also as a contributor to SNIT. She said if the application is granted, it will amount to equating every SNIT contributor to a trustee or a board member of SNIT who are mandated by law to take decisions concerning SNIT. Our court correspondent Beatrice Opon has the rest of the story.
Mr. Awuni filed the application at the court to challenge the sale of Merchants Bank to Forties. This he did as a citizen of the country and also as a contributor to SNIT. According to him, every decision taken by SNIT affects him as a contributor. This position was, however, contested by the lawyer for Forties, Tony Lita, who claimed that Mr. Awuni, as an individual and a mere contributor to the fund, cannot bring the action to court. Mr. Lita said SNIT is regulated by statutes and the board has the right to make decisions concerning it. Continuing with the ruling, Justice Benasco Issa said Mr. Awuni failed to show prima facie as to his capacity to take the action. She said SNIT as a body is regulated by law and he as an individual cannot disagree with what the law agrees on. The judge noted that Mr. Awuni failed to show that the action has violated his rights as a contributor. No cost was awarded against Mr. Awuni. Mr. Lita was unhappy with the court's decision not to award cost. He said the action by Mr. Awuni has brought huge damage to Merchants Bank and Forties. He said Mr. Awuni should have been heavily engaged to deter others from taking similar actions. Lawyer for Mr. Awuni, Edward Fabio, said his client will appeal against the court's decision.
Our court correspondent Beatrice Opon filed that report.
Meanwhile, lead counsel for Andrew Awuni in his challenge to the sale of the Merchants Bank to Forties Private Equity Fund says the dismissal of the case is not the end of the matter. Speaking last night on Behind the News, Egbert Fable said the matter has now gone beyond Forties and its acquisition of Merchants Bank. He argued that it is now an issue of whether it is right, just and equitable for SMIT to collect pensions from workers, but cannot be questioned or taken to court by any individual contributors when it is mismanaging the funds. He has consequently filed a notice of appeal.
This is a big issue involving pension fund, and I can confirm to you that barely some 2-3 hours after the delivery of the ruling of the court, we filed a notice of appeal, which then is clear that this matter, the ruling of the Kar High Court, has been appealed. So this is not the end of the matter. Mm-hmm. But I just also want all contributors to the state scheme to know that this matter has now traveled beyond 14th, mm-hmm. and its acquisition of pension bank. It is now an issue of whether it is right, just and equitable for SMET to collect pensions compulsorily from every worker in Ghana. And nevertheless, notwithstanding the fact that it has collected these pensions, when it is mismanaging the pension fund, an individual contributor cannot come to court and say, you are mismanaging the funds, stop what you are doing with my pension fund, because it will reduce the pensions I will receive in future when I go on pension. That is a larger issue that ought to be looked at now. Mm. For this, and for that matter, this case is just, if you like, a dashboard that has given rise to this larger legal question, which appears for now to be the position of the law. Because if you recall, SMIT in one breath is able to go after directors of companies who neglect in paying social security contributions for their staff. But if SMIT as a person in law has a right to go after people, individuals whose companies do not pay social security contributions, why should the law not be reciprocal? That if you also as SMIT collect the money and compulsorily, and you also mismanage it, the individual should also be able to take you to court. And in fact, the SMIT law makes it very clear that SMIT can sue and be sued. So we are at a loss as why the court took the position that yes, you are a contributor, but that does not give you a right to sue. We think it is very interesting, and that's why it's been appealed.
So with the appeal, on what grounds are you appealing?
One of the grounds, for example, that has been filed is that when a trustee of pension funds is selling pension fund or trust assets, they ought to go for the best price and not any price at all. It is our respectful contention that the price that the estate sold the shares for was not the best price.
Egbert Fable is lead counsel for Andrew Awuni.
Meanwhile, Forties Equity Fund has formally announced its official takeover of Merchants Bank Ghana Limited. A statement signed by Emmanuel Buchi on behalf of the executive director assured the public and all other stakeholders of its commitment to achieving the objectives of Merchants Bank, which includes putting all the human and capital resources necessary for success at the disposal of Merchants Bank. It announced Ms. Nila Salome as the managing director designate.
Informing news, fighting between military factions in South Sudan has spread from the capital Juba to the rural state of Jonglei, raising fears of a slide into civil war. The escalation of violence yesterday comes as United Nations diplomats reported that up to 500 people have been killed since Sunday.
Meanwhile, the UK is sending an aircraft to Juba in South Sudan to evacuate Britons amid fighting following a reported coup attempt. British nationals have been advised to contact the UK Foreign Office if they wish to leave Juba today.
A presidential advisory panel has recommended sweeping limits to the US government's surveillance program, including requiring a court to sign off an individual's searches on telephone records. The five-member panel, whose proposals come in the wake of revelations from former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, also called for new tests before Washington spies on foreign leaders.
And on to end the news, the main point again. The old Parliament House is reported to have been ravaged by fire this morning. The facility houses the offices of SRAJ and other institutions, as well as the venue for the Judgment Debt Commission. Our reporter at the scene said the inferno can be sent several distance away. President John Mahama will today inaugurate the Bui Hydroelectric Dam in Sinyang. The $622 million project will provide the country with an additional 400 megawatts of electricity. Parliament has approved $36,170,983,000 663 Ghana cedis as appropriation for 2014. This will be used to finance all government operations during the 2014 fiscal year. And the police service has assured the public of adequate security during the Christmas and New Year festivities. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Greater Accra Regional Commander, DCOP Christian Tetoyohunu, said the command has introduced motor patrol teams to respond to criminals who use motor bicycles to commit crimes.